the extract.
This is Free Talk Live, and even though it's Monday at the moment when we're recording this, Twitter Tuesday begins on late Monday night because, well, that's just the way we do it. So Twitter Tuesday is happening now, and anyone that tweets at Free Talk Live, meaning you tweet something and then put the at symbol and Free Talk Live all run together as one word, you tweet at Free Talk Live, then we will follow you in return. So Free Talk Live's profile on Twitter will become one of your followers if you tweet something at Free Talk Live throughout today being, well, tonight and tomorrow being Tuesday. So Twitter Tuesday. All right, 855-450-FREE with you in the studio here. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Okay, so you can bring up anything that you want. But in the news, we've got a story, or I have a story out of China. We've been talking about various different topics from the U.S., and a lot of them, you know, we've covered these we've covered the marijuana, what do you call them? The ballot initiatives in Colorado and Washington.
Yeah, those are
very successful.
Right?
And in order to get a ballot initiative on, you have to petition people. You have to get a bunch of signatures. In a lot of cases, you have to get hundreds of thousands of signatures, depending on where you live and what the rules are of the various different state governments. So it's not an easy process, because typically volunteers, well, they're not so great at getting ballot signatures.
But businesses have popped up around this whole getting
professional petition people. Yes.
The bad part is that the politicians, the bureaucrats out there, they won't let you do the petitioning. It all has to be done in a certain period of time, too, right?
Yes.
So if you want to get, say, petitions for the Libertarian Party to be on the ballot in New Hampshire, you've got to do your balloting, your petitioning sometime between, I don't know when it is, the first of the year and
whatever
and
it
June.
Is. Yeah. You can't just start now.
So if they could actually do petitioning at other times of the year that was profitable, then they would, you know, you could actually have businesses that would get these petitions going.
So it's a, you know, it's a challenge to get out there and get petitions because you have to be outgoing. You know, you can't just stand on the street corner holding a clipboard and expect people to come up and ask you what's going on. You have to reach out to folks. You have to inquire with them. You have to pitch them on the idea of signing your petition. So it's a sales job. I mean, you're not asking them for money. You're just asking them for a moment of their time.
Which is valuable.
And, yeah, so it's a sales job. And that's why volunteers, they just generally can't hack it. They don't have the experience. They don't have the sales experience.
It's also the emotional fortitude. Because it's not easy to do.
To get rejected.
You're going to get some rejection, and rejection is not fun to deal with. No one's looking for that. And if you don't have any good reason or any training for it, then, you know, why do it? I'm not looking for rejection, and I do sales. So, you know, why would somebody necessarily do it? You'd have to be a true believer or paid.
So I bring this up only by comparison because it's a lot harder in China. According to the Associated Press, during her 30-hour train journey to Beijing, Wang Zulan ducked into bathrooms whenever the conductors checked IDs. Later, as she lay low in the outskirts of the capital, unidentified men caught her in a nighttime raid and hauled her to a police station. She assumed a fake identity to get away and is now in hiding again. Wang's not a criminal. She's a petitioner. She's among many people attempting to bring local complaints directly to the central government in an age-old Chinese tradition that has continued during the Communist Party era. But police never make that easy, and this week, as an all-important leadership...
They don't want complaints.
Yep. As an all-important leadership transition begins, a dragnet is aimed at keeping anyone perceived as a threat or troublemaker out of Beijing. Wang, who's 50, said that there's no law in China, especially for us petitioners and ordinary folk. Even common gangsters and hoodlums get to leave after they serve time for crimes. But for us, if we get locked up, we never know when we might be freed. Authorities want no surprises as the handover of power begins in the capital on Thursday. The transition, this was a couple weeks ago. The transition
this
already.
For the new president?
I guess. Okay. The transition already has been rocked by the party's messiest scandal in decades, involving a former high-flying politician now accused of engaging in graft and obstructing the investigation into his wife's murder of a British businessman. Rights groups say the wide-ranging crackdown on critics bodes poorly for those who hope the incoming generation of leaders will loosen restrictions on activism. Renee Zia, international director of the Chinese Human Rights Defenders, says China's top political leaders are very nervous, as they have since early this year been consumed by one of the most destabilizing and disharmonious power struggles in decades. The group estimates that
They're not going to be making any big changes in that circumstance.
They estimate that hundreds or thousands of people have come under some kind of restriction in preparation for the party congress. Lawyers have been held under illegal house arrest, dissidents sent back to their hometowns, and activists questioned. Internet users report difficulties accessing many websites and the failure of software meant to bypass internet filters. Veteran activist Huang Qi, who runs a website on petitioners like Wang, said nearly 1,000 people have contacted him over the past few weeks to complain that authorities have hired thugs to harass and beat them. So can you imagine if you're trying to just change how things are in your country or your government or the government that claims to be yours, that they'll beat you just for trying to change people's hearts and minds? For trying to reach out to folks?
I wonder how much different it is in other areas. I mean, there's protests going on in Europe right now, and you can believe people are getting beaten there. How much, so they write this story and they portray it in a certain way, but it's difficult to know exactly how much the sort of lip the protesters give and that kind of thing. You give enough lip and you're going to get beaten, you know?
I hope the Chinese authorities will face up to the social problems, Huang said in an interview. Using violence will only escalate the resistance. The crackdown reflects the leadership's nervousness as slowing economic growth exacerbates public outrage over corruption, social injustice, pollution, and favoritism towards state-run agencies and the elite at the expense of normal people. Under normal circumstances, petitioners are relatively safe once they reach Beijing's outskirts, though in their home provinces they are almost perpetually on the run from hostile local officials or thugs for hire who want to nab them before they can get an audience with central government agencies. So it's kind of interesting that the lower-level bureaucrats are basically running interference in an attempt to stop whatever higher-level government bureaucrats there are from letting out some kind of edict against them in response to a petition. Now, however, even the capital's fringes are off limits. Wang, a woman with shoulder-length hair neatly tied back, has been trying for 2 decades to draw central government attention to what she says was police mishandling of a serious assault she suffered in her native Harbin.
Two decades ago?
Yes.
She's trying to get justice for a two-decade-old... Oh, my.
So are all the people of the 9/11 truth, right? I mean, there's people...
A decade.
That, yeah. Not only did her attacker go unpunished, but Wang ended up getting dismissed from her job years later. She arrived in late October.
Probably because she was busy running around getting petitions instead of working.
She said that apparently she was arrived in late October in Lu Village in Beijing's southwest, where petitioners have sought refuge for years. A police post guards the road into the village, and residents say officers have lately blocked petitioners from entering. Wang had rented a bed.
If they don't want petitioners to go into the village, why don't they go in the village and get the petitioners?
Well, she rented a bed there, a wooden plank on bricks, and a tiny concrete room shared with two others. A gang of 24 men barged in one night at 11 o'clock, demanded to see her ID, searched her belongings, and grabbed her cell phone. I was scared to death, she said, when they suddenly barged in here, pointing at the door where the lock had just been replaced. The men refused to identify themselves and bundled her into a minivan. So apparently they did go and get her. They bundled her into a minivan with other petitioners. At another stop, she saw a couple dragged into the vans in their pajamas, the woman wearing only one shoe. All were taken to a police station in nearby, Zhujingzhuang Village, where many petitioners say police processed them for return to their hometowns. Using someone else's identity, Wang was able to evade the police suspicion and was released. Many of the others were sent back, she says. The raids are having an effect. The compound that houses her room and others now has only a handful of residents, down from about 30. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. it's good to appreciate the good things that we do have, and things are better in a lot of ways here in the U.S. 855-450-FREE. But, of course, when you say things the government doesn't like Bradley Manning, they lock you into a cage, and you're lucky to see the light of day ever again. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free, 855-453. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark. And we invite you over to the website where you can actually control the content of the site as well. So you get to call in on the show if you want and talk about what you want on the air. And also on the website, if you find something online that you want to share with our other listeners and the host of the show, you can submit it as show prep. So you find the link, submit it. As show prep, it then appears on the upcoming stories page at freetalklive.com, where it awaits votes. And if it gets enough votes, it will make it to the front page of the site. And it doesn't take that many votes to make it to the front page. So go to freetalklive.com and add...
I posted one there today.
Yep, add what you want. Did it make it to the front page?
I don't know. I didn't check on it.
Okay. So
I'm confident.
Okay. Well, you can go there and see for yourself anytime you want. freetalklive.com. What was your story, Mark, that you posted?
I forget. I sent it to you, too.
Did you really post it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go look.
All right. Well, never mind. It's not that important. All so, 855-450-FREE. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. It's totally free.
So, I was having, as a matter of fact, it was Rand Paul stands alone against the Senate's preemptive war thing there. I've gotten it voted up there. And, you know, on this show, you've been kind of cranky with Rand Paul in the past, and I love the fact that this guy stands up one vote against 90-something.
Hey, good for him.
Yep.
Too bad he endorsed Romney.
It's always something, isn't it, man?
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a perfect political candidate, is there?
No, certainly not.
Yeah.
And well, he's nowhere. He can't even carry his dad's jockstrap.
I think he can, and I'll take one that stands against preemptive war.
His dad didn't endorse Mitt Romney.
That's right. Dad isn't running for office. And his dad did endorse several different Republicans that might not be considered so, principled.
Hmm.
So, you know, I don't think anything unusual has happened there. Anyway, I was talking to a friend today about bitcoins, and, you know, his complaint was as well, gold's backed by 5,000 years of value and this kind of thing and that kind of thing, complaining that the gold can be used as a, it can be used in computer component parts, it can be used as jewelry and these kind of things. And, you know, I pointed out to them that Bitcoin is a value-backed currency. This is where it all started. I said, Bitcoin is a value-backed currency. He said, no, it's not. Gold's value-backed. Well, gold's not backed by anything. It's backed by people wanting it. Mm-hmm. So Bitcoin, the sheer fact that people want Bitcoin is what makes it valuable. But it also is, besides being a currency, it is a monetary transfer system.
Mm.
It is not just the unit of currency,
right?
But it is the system of exchange. So PayPal, for instance, is a monetary transfer system, but it is not a currency.
Got it.
Dollars are a currency, but they are not a monetary transfer system. I can hand a dollar to Julia, but I can't shove it in the little slots in the side of my laptop and have it come out in Beijing,
mm-hmm.
as with bitcoins, where you can do that and it will come out in moments. So bitcoins are a value-backed currency. For all you Austrians out there who are just hanging on to the idea that, it's only gold and silver that are really going to do it, look, I got it. I got plenty of precious metals. I'm for them. And I think that one should be diversified. But take in consideration that bitcoins, this might be a really good time to get them, because not only are they seem to be trending upward right now, but also at the end of the month, the amount of mining, the amount of bitcoins that you can mine is going to be cut in half. So supply, demand, it's likely that you're going to see the price go up. I'm bullish. I'm on a buy here for bitcoins. Go to bitcoins.freetalklive.com to learn more about bitcoins.
I think it's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Excuse me, Bitcoin. Yeah, maybe you should make it bitcoins.
Maybe I should.
Just somebody types that in. Bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Now, you mentioned Beijing, Mark. We were talking about China and petitioning over there. Apparently, it's something that could endanger your life. Or at the very least could end up having you hassled, abducted, taken to the police station, harassed, threatened, among other things, just because you're trying to change something about the governmental structure there.
I hate that I'm interrupting you, man, but I really got to. I'm looking at our website here, and there's an article about how to get through a checkpoint in under 30 seconds. Have you seen this video?
Yes.
My God, it's hilarious. This guy brings his Bible to the checkpoint. Yep. I guess he's going through, whether he's an American citizen or something like that, going through the U.S.-Mexico border. And he has his Bible with him. And the guy says, are you a United States citizen? And he says, better yet, are you a Christian? And he asks the guy if he's given his soul to Jesus and, you know, starts preaching to him. If you've got just a few minutes, I'd like to talk to you about that. And so he preaches to the guy, and the guy's like, I don't have time. I got to go. He's out of there. 33 seconds, I think, is the length of the entire video.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's hilarious stuff.
I think I've seen that same dude do a couple other ones. Where he's...
Go to freetalklive.com. Currently, it's the second one from the top. It might be the top one. I just voted it up.
Voting up, actually, when it's on the front page, does not help it get up to the closer to the top.
Okay.
The way the system works is once it makes it to the front page, I believe that that's that. Like, you can't keep pushing it up higher and higher at that point. But I could be wrong, because I didn't write the software. So anyway, back to the story about China, where they're cracking down on petitioners, people who, you know, there's something wrong, they think, with the way things are in China, and they would like the upper-level governmental authority figure types to know about it. But the lower-level authority types are interfering and preventing the petitioners from getting to the higher-level folks. And so they're talking about what that's like, where one lady who's 50 years old has been trying to get justice for something awful that happened to her 2 decades ago, has been unsuccessful thus far, talking about how the police raided the place where she was sleeping with some other petitioners at 11 o'clock at night and then proceeded to take her down to the police station. She used someone else's identity to evade police suspicion and managed to get away. But the raids are having an effect. The compound that houses her room and others now has only a handful of residents, down from about 30. She says another petitioner, 67-year-old Liu Sifa, says they've all been chased away, caught, or scared home. She's a petitioner from the Hunan province and one of the holdouts. Liu confirmed Wang's description of the raid in October and described his own encounter with thugs breaking his lock and entering his room 3 times in one night back in mid-October. I asked them to show their identifications and they yelled at me, saying, "What right do you have to see our identification? Who do you think you are?" said Liu. They were ruthless. The authorities and police are working with people in the underworld.
They still have guns there, huh?
Well, maybe that's true. You mean as far as the cops didn't shoot these people?
Or the people didn't shoot the cops. I mean, they're calling them thugs. They're not calling them cops. I mean, who knows who these people are? I mean, somebody just coming in a room here in the United States. I mean, I can tell you, rural New Hampshire, you just start coming into houses and busting locks in.
Somebody going to get shot.
Yeah, somebody's going to get shot.
I asked them to show their identifications. Excuse me. He said a police officer would only give his surname. Wei answered the phone at a Xinjiang police station and denied that authorities were raiding petitioners' villages. He says, "We only act according to the law," Wei said. You believe it when a cop says that, right? That they only act according to the law. Is a cop making that claim?
They say it all the time.
Ridiculous. Questions about the broader crackdown were referred to the Beijing Public Security Bureau, which did not respond to faxed questions. The crackdown has extended to lawyers such as Zhu Jiyong. He said Beijing authorities have held him under informal house arrest since mid-October, stationing 4 or 5 guards outside his apartment in Beijing around the clock. Why? We'll tell you here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Ron Paul on secession. Guess what he thinks?
He's for it, I'm sure.
You can take control and bring up anything you want. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? 2 reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us whatever you want. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can take control of the airwaves. That is the point of the program. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. If you would like to tune in online, you can do that over at m.freetalklive.com. We have the links to the broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, the streams that we have that are available to you 24/7. So anytime you want, you can always hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live for free over at m.freetalklive.com, and as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. We're talking about a crackdown on dissidents in China, where they're cracking down extra hard. I mean, normally it's pretty tough to be a dissident in China, apparently, but over a couple weeks ago, there was a transition of power, I guess they're preparing for. I'm not sure when exactly that happened or if it has happened
yet. If I understand
it
has happened, I think I saw something on the news that they got a picture of the new Chinese president. You don't get a lot of news on the presidents and that kind of thing.
Well, not in the U.S., I suppose. Maybe over in China they do. But they were cracking down and literally rounding them up. I mean, these petitioners coming to try to get things changed in a way they think would be positive are not ever able to reach the people that they would like to petition because they are rounded up by the police and ejected from the area or intimidated and or whatever, perhaps even harmed in some way.
Who's the old Chinese president?
Yes, who is the Chinese president, or was.
Who is?
Who? What? Is he now the Chinese president, or was?
I've got to look it up and see who it is now, but I just love me a good who joke.
Yep. Who, what, when, where, the old, what was it? Was it the Stooges? It wasn't the Stooges.
Yeah. No, it was Stooges. The Abbott and Costello.
The old who, what, who's on first skit. All right. So back to the piece here, and then we'll get back to your phone calls at 855-450-FREE. There's a little bit more here about one of the lawyers, because they're not just cracking down on petitioners. Also, certain lawyers have been cracked down on. Zhu Zhihong has had Beijing authorities holding him under informal house arrest since mid-October. So he hasn't been convicted of anything. That's why it's informal house arrest, in that he has four or five guards stationed outside his apartment in Beijing around the clock. Now, Zhu has campaigned for years against Chinese authorities' use of black jails or unofficial detention centers run by local governments to hold petitioners. The government has denied the existence of such facilities, but even the tightly controlled state media have reported on them. Zhu wrote in an email, quote, "The illegal restriction of a citizen's personal freedom for a long period of time is criminal behavior. In an authoritarian state, this type of crime takes place everywhere." So this is an attorney who's, you know, made it his life's mission, apparently, to expose this. You know, that, hey, they're putting these petitioners in jails that don't officially exist. You remember the story about extraordinary renditions from here in the U.S. where people who were, you know, suspected terrorists were taken to mystery jails that the CIA was operating in other countries without anyone's knowledge, without, you know, official sanction or knowledge or, you know, public awareness. Same thing's happening in China. People are just being disappeared.
They're being disappeared.
Yep. According to, authorities in Shanghai have also ratcheted up on pressure on critics, sentencing veteran women's rights activist Mao Hengfeng to a year and a half of labor camp. Why? Well, she's been accused of disturbing social order.
Disturbing the peace.
Had been detained in Beijing in late September, and her husband, who indicated she was being put away to silence her before the Party Congress. Even dissidents' relatives have come under pressure. Beijing activist Hu Jia said he was warned by police to leave town, and that even his parents told him that the police had told them to escort him to his hometown. "My parents said to me, 'Hu Jia, you don't know what kind of danger you're in, but we know,'" he recounted in a phone interview from his parents' home in eastern Anhui province. They said, quote, "Beijing is a cruel battlefield. If you stay here, you'll be the first to be sacrificed. Don't do this."
Yeah, it makes you wonder who they're battling over. Because here in the United States, we kind of think about the Communist Party in China being this one homogenous thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, it obviously isn't that. I mean, what's this battleground about? Here, I've got a news story. I looked it up. China's new leader, Xi Jinping.
Jinping.
Right. Is,
so it was who? Now it's Ping.
Jinping.
Right, but it was who?
No, it's Jinping.
Oh, okay.
It was who?
It was who. That's what I'm saying. It was who, now it's Jinping.
No, it's not Jinping. Ping. It's Jinping.
Got it.
Just one word. It's like taking the last part of, you know, Ian Freeman and just calling it, well, it's man.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's Freeman.
I thought Jing was his first name.
Nope, it's Xi Jinping.
Xi is his
Jinping.
First. Okay.
Okay. He's highlighting corruption as a scourge that could bring down the Communist Party, though he hasn't offered any specific new proposals to stop it. So he's claiming that there's corruption,
mm-hmm.
and one would assume that each one of these party members has some kind of influence, and this is what the battleground is all about.
No, there's not corruption in the Chinese Communist Party. Those communists are only in it for the good of the people.
That's right. That's all it's about. The good of the many outweigh the good of the one, right?
So
unless the one is on top, in which case it's important.
You know, I thought that was an interesting story because it kind of brings some perspective into play about just how bad oppression can be in other places. I mean, these folks just want to speak. They just want to be heard. Now, of course, you can say pretty much what you want in the United States. They just don't listen to you. You know, they figured out here that you can let the rabble, you know, say whatever it is that they want to. Go ahead, have your protest. What was it? Alexander Haig, I think, is famous for saying, "Let them protest so long as they pay their taxes."
That's what it all comes down to.
Well, they heavily censor the internet in China, do they not?
Well, I don't know how heavy it is, but they do censor things on the internet. Yes,
It was my understanding that in order to get onto an internet connection, you had to, like, log into a VPN or something like that. Like, there were ways around it with journalists.
Yeah.
There were ways, but that the general internet is censored.
Yeah, so yes, the general internet is censored, but to what extent, I don't know. You know, how much is cut out versus
I think Gene the Christian Anarchist called once and said that Free Talk Live was not available.
I thought he said we were.
Really?
And we know people
called several times from China.
People have called from China who have claimed to have listened to the show. Like actual Chinese people who called to say they were listening because they wanted to learn English.
Testing a little English out.
Let's go to Zach. He's in Ithaca listening to WNYY. Hey, Zach.
Hey, I'm going to take out a speakerphone.
Okay, well, that's always a good idea. Appreciate it.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Well, we're doing a radio show, and there's a lady here as well. So what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, the guy on the phone said, well, it's what you want to talk about. And the question that's been going through my mind lately, you know, they sentenced that Penn State molester guy, the coach?
Yeah.
The summer camp and all that?
Yep.
Okay. I was thinking about it. You know, in the scheme of, like, pedophilic, like, you know, wet dreams to have your own summer camp, you know, and then on top of that, they were covering it up. And it, from the beginning, screamed to me that there was some sort of organized network of pedophiles. And at the time that this happened, everyone kind of, that was the impression I thought everyone had. But now, you know, it's all said and done. Like, whatever became of, you know, further investigation, or was he just a one guy?
Well, I don't know what you know, what gave you the impression that there was a network of pedophiles?
I mean, like, the guy was doing it so openly in such an organized fashion. You know, one of the guys that caught him in the act told on him and then got an assistant coach job, as far as I understand. You know, and
there's certainly some cover ups there.
I mean, it's like, oh, there's just one.
Where are you right now?
I'm in my cab. Sorry, I'm trying to turn this thing down.
Oh, okay.
So you're a cop call again. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I really can't say as to what happened. I mean, I do think that people cover up for other folks.
What's your gut tell you?
What's my gut tell me? My gut tells me it was one guy.
Really?
Yes.
Oh man. I think Zach might be onto something.
Why? There's all kinds of summer camps out there. Do you think they're all run by pedophiles?
No.
Okay, so because there's a one pedophile involved in one summer camp, you think that means that that all the people that are working at that summer camp are pedophiles?
No,
because one person covers up for another, because some people cover up for another important, powerful, influential individual with a great deal of public relations power behind him, and there's a lot to lose. Do you think that means that everybody at the summer camp's a pedophile?
I don't think Zach said everyone was a pedophile, did you?
He said there's a network.
I remember he was a pedophile that had his own summer camp.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Zach, for the call. I appreciate
it. Everybody who owns a summer camp's a pedophile?
No, that's not what he's saying. He's just suggesting that maybe there was something a little bit more going on. 855-453. You can take control. Bring what you want.
Unsubstantiated.
Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit web.com/radio.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Because you still have the freedom to speak out in this country. There are all kinds of problems with the U.S., but thankfully, freedom of speech is still around. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here, and you're welcome to utilize it for whatever purpose you wish. Bring up a cockamamie theory, if you would like. We certainly have heard that tonight. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have on the site. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. It's about to be Black Friday. Not quite the end of the week. Black Friday, the biggest holiday shopping day, the biggest shopping day, period. Of the entire year. It kicks off the official kind of holiday shopping season, at least for big box retailers and other retail mom and pops and anybody that's selling stuff. And, of course, online is a much better way, in my opinion, to get your holiday shopping done, and you can do it and help Free Talk Live at the same time by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Then click into the appropriate Amazon for you. There's Amazon US, UK, and Amazon Canada there. So click into the right Amazon, get your shopping taken care of, and forget about the lines and the hassles and the parking and the surly clerks and the surly customers. You forget about all that and just get it done at shop.freetalklive.com. It's the same great Amazon experience you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of Amazon's profits. Go to shop.freetalklive.com.
Our phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it for you. the owner over there, Jason Osborne, one of the owners, big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. I encourage you to, well, if you've got a company, do business with SACL CAI. They're good folks over there. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. Again, SACL CAI.
All right. So, Mark, you had something about an FBI raid that you wanted to share tonight.
Yeah, I think that the FBI gets the credit as being sort of the premier law enforcement agency in America.
Lots of TV shows made about them.
Yeah, and that, you know, the other agencies kind of Keystone Cops compared to these guys. These are the top-of-the-line law enforcers out there. Well, either A, that's not true with this story, or B, we all make mistakes, or C, you know, the drug raid's a disaster for drug raids are a disaster for everybody.
Mm.
An early morning, this is from WJLA.com. An early morning FBI raid has a District Heights family in fear. The agents came into the house, drew their guns at the family's daughter, but she wasn't armed.
Mm.
They almost hit my daughter, man, says Emery Hewley. If I hadn't told her to go back to her inner room, they probably would have shot her.
Jeez.
Hewley says she was asleep in the basement when he was asleep in the basement when he heard, why was he sleeping in the basement? they banged at the front door. His 18-year-old daughter.
Maybe it's a finished basement.
Maissa was upstairs in her room with two friends who were spending the night.
Mm.
Around 6 a.m., he says, he came up to the living room and saw 15 FBI SWAT agents coming inside, guns drawn.
Wow.
So, I mean, I can only imagine how scary this was for the family. Let's see.
Scary for anybody.
Yeah. I'm shouting, nobody's armed! Nobody has a gun! Then they all of a sudden, I heard, she's got a gun!
And I was just going to say, I don't know if you should yell the word gun. Yeah. To people with guns.
Yeah, it didn't go well because they started shooting.
That's like saying bomb on an airplane, right?
Yes, I do not have a bomb. I do not have a bomb. Mm. Yeah.
They started shooting?
That's right.
Oh my goodness.
So, I'm trying to find my spot here. Refreshed on me.
Must be CBS News.
WJLA.com. Oh, okay. I don't know. Nobody's armed. Nobody has a gun, he says, and they just opened fire. Hewley says he looked up and saw his daughter standing outside her bedroom in the hallway. Then he heard gunfire.
Mm.
I've got 8 holes in my wall. One bullet went past my head, almost hit me, ricocheted off my brick wall, and some of the sharp metal hit my little daughter. And so this is a different daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
In the back of her neck. Mm. All for nothing. The older daughter was treated at a local hospital. Okay, this is the... He says it's little daughter. His little daughter, 16 years old. Was treated by a local hospital for flesh wound release. The Hewleys say none of them were armed. As a matter of fact, none of them even owned guns. They were never told why their home was raided. The FBI only said that agents for the Baltimore field office were exercising a search warrant and shots were fired. Neighbors in the quiet District Heights neighborhood heard the gunfire and were stunned. They've never had any problems at that home.
Somebody should be able to pull that search warrant and look at it.
Somebody should, but it's a brand new story.
Yeah.
So, Hewley says, they tried to kill her. They tried to kill my daughter. Doesn't it seem weird that you just...
I'm surprised they didn't.
You'd go into this nice neighborhood with this, family with having a sleepover and just start shooting?
It's horrible. It's weird.
I just wonder, don't you at some point say, uh-oh. Maybe this isn't the right house. This doesn't look like a crack house.
Well, I mean, drug dealers live all over the place. It could very well have been a drug house.
I wasn't aware that the FBI was involved in busting crack houses.
I don't know. I mean...
We don't know what they were
there
for.
Are there a lot of 16-year-old daughters smoking, SWAT team members? It just doesn't seem very likely to me.
Well, again, it was 6 in the morning, it was probably dark. I mean, who knows what the circumstance was in the home. I'm not making excuses for what the police did.
Well, every time you fire a shot in a neighborhood, you've got to understand those bullets can pass through houses.
They sure can.
They can pass out of one house and into another house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm surprised no one got hurt worse than they did in this case.
They should be looking at using tasers in these situations. In these close-quarter combat situations, a taser is going to be just as effective. If you come on a guy with a shotgun and you can tase him, he's probably not going to shoot you. He's probably going to shoot up in the air if he shoots anywhere.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen, Mark. I mean, these cops are into the adrenaline, and a lot of them like the idea of a gunfight.
These are the cream of the crop.
They're still the same adrenaline junkies.
I don't think the average person thinks that.
I don't care what they think, man. I mean, we've talked to Barry Cooper and other, you know, police officers.
He was not an FBI agent, that's for sure.
He wasn't, but he was one of the top narcotics agents in Texas.
I think the higher you would be up on the cop chain, the more adrenaline you would have.
I don't know.
That's just my speculation.
I would think the FBI
Maybe they think they're dealing with the, you know, the cream of the crop criminals, and so therefore they're even more jacked up.
If you think about your career, you don't start out as an FBI agent, right? You probably had some other career. So if you're, just a regular cop, and you pull someone over and you're writing a ticket, right? At first, that's an adrenaline rush. And then, when you get used to that, you need the next level. And
that's what Barry Cooper told us.
Right. So I can't imagine that FBI agent isn't further up the adrenaline ladder.
I think that makes sense. And if they think they're after the baddest of the badass, you know, bad guys, then it would make sense that they would be like that.
Right.
They're not just after some common thug. If they were, then they'd be a common cop. No, they're the FBI, so they're after the real baddies, right? It's even more exciting.
Apparently, America's best and brightest, got the number wrong on the house or something, and went and raided the wrong place, and shot the place up and nearly killed the 16-year-old daughter.
Sick.
Right, I mean, you know, ricochet went into the back of this girl's neck. If it had been a larger ricochet.
I'd like to hear more about how, I realize it's not in the article, but I'd like to hear more about how this all, you know, washed out. Like, what happened after the gunfire? Did they just, you know, did they detain the family? Did they leave? Did they, you know, question them? I mean, there's a lot of information missing that I'd be curious to find out.
Same here.
If you happen to know more about the story, you're certainly welcome to fill us in or point us to a more informative news article. But, another question is, how often does the FBI botch these things up? I mean, unlike the local police departments, there's only one FBI. Now, they have agents scattered all across the country, but, you know, you don't hear about the FBI doing this very often. That's not necessarily because they're so competent. It's simply because there aren't as many of them. They're not doing this likely, in as visible manner as the local police. Local police are making police raids every single day all across the country. So it's, you know, you're going to see them botching it up more often than the FBI. So how often does this happen? How often does it not be, you know, is it not being reported? That's what I'm curious about.
Apparently, there's not even any more. There's newer news stories on this, and they're not covering much of anything. These are all short stories.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the FBI is not saying anything.
I bet they didn't apologize.
Well, of course not. If they apologize, they get sued.
So, we don't have time to tell you what Ron Paul is saying about secession. You can pretty much guess what he's saying, but as usual, his words are worth listening to, worth heeding. So maybe we'll tell you more about Ron Paul and secession tomorrow night. So we will join you then online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, post what you want to the site, vote up the stuff you like, vote down the stuff that you don't, and enjoy all the various interactive features like the bulletin board system, the chat room, and more. We give it all away to you. And don't forget, you can get more of Julia over at Puke and the Gang, pukeandthegang.com. It's a weekly comedy show. I guess you can call it that.
Sure.
It is funny.
It's something.
I am amused by it. And that's at pukeandthegang.com. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.